Marlins and Padres. Adam Conley would be squaring off against Trevor Cahill. We'll take it to the top of the second. Cahill facing Marcell Ozuna.
Ozuna swings, crushes this ball. It is high to left, and it's up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna to tie the game at one in the second. So Ozuna, who recently had fallen into a 1-for-12 slump, that all happened in Seattle, connects here and hits a blast to left field.
Cahill holds near the letters, the 0-2 coming, and a check swing on a ball in the dirt. He went around. Ozuna feels as though Scott Barry took the bat away from him in that at bat. They announce a Friday night crowd of 30,413 here at Petco. There goes Bourne, the 2-2. Realmuto takes strike three called, and the sides retired. Bourne actually had a great jump, and he would have had the bag stolen. Would have been his first steal. But JT rung up, back-to-back K's to end the seventh. 2-2 again to Hedges. High drive, deep to left. Ozuna turns. He's going to watch it go up onto the third level of the Western Metal Supply Company building. Hedges, with his fourth home run in the last six games, a three-run blast to break it open. Suddenly, it's 5-1 Padres, a four-run seventh.
Brad comes set, holds at the belt. The lefty deals to Stanton, who hits a rocket to right center. There's a no doubt about this. It is up, up, and away. And Brad Hand gives up a two-run home run to Giancarlo. And all of a sudden, it's a 5-3 game. Giancarlo coming around third now with the home run, the 213th of his career, his eighth career homer against the Padres, and his sixth career home run here in this ballpark. Marlins tied it on the Ozuna home run in the second, and the game remained tied until the seventh inning when David Phelps gave up four runs on four hits, including a three-run homer to Austin Hedges, the catcher. And they had a 5-1 lead. Now the Marlins have scored two here in the ninth. The pitch, ground ball left side, deep into the hole at short. Ibar throw to first, in time. Got him by a step, and the game is over. Realmuto is out 6-3.
5-3 Padres is your final score. The Padres take game one with their third straight win. Trevor Cahill gets the win. He goes seven, allowing just one earned run while striking out six. Don Mattingly and the Marlins came up short against the Padres on Friday as they lost 5-3. Here's the skipper on his team's performance.
Well, I'll get to him, but I thought Adam was really good tonight. He threw the ball really well for us, kept us in the game, really gave us a chance to kind of wake up. We really didn't do enough to win, honestly, other than Ozuna's swing, and we get a couple runs there in the ninth, but other than that, we didn't really mount much of a charge against their guy all night. And with David, you know, obviously he looks healthy. The ball's coming out of his hand, but he's not having the success that we were used to last year. So, you know, again, I guess we're going to go in and just keep looking, making sure that, you know, is it just execution? Is it not getting the ball where you want to? I think we have to set to look at it. As long as he's healthy and the ball seems to be coming out well, then we just have to look at, you know, are we executing pitches?
Why was Adam so effective, Don?
He's been pretty effective all year long. He's a guy that he has a lot of angle. He's tough to deal with from the standpoint of you don't see many guys like him. He's a pretty good crossfire. He can get the ball to the inside half. He likes to pitch in there. So he's a tough angle. So he's given a lot of teams trouble.
With Phelps, does it get to a point where you maybe put him in less high leverage situations to see if he can figure himself out?
Well, I think we're getting there. I mean, I think it's something that we talk about. Obviously, we still have the other, you know, the guy's been throwing the ball well. Zeke's been throwing the ball good. I think this is, obviously, it's a competitive world. And you'd like to take care of him and keep him where you seen him pitch well last year. But, again, we'll just look at it and see where he's at. See what's happening.
I see, like, the response in the ninth. You know, Stanton gets the home run there, and it gives you a chance.
We get to a chance. This is good. You know, obviously, we get a runner, gets a homer. you know, then each gives us really gives us two shots at really just kind of extending it from the standpoint. If you get a double there from either one of those guys, then you're a hit away from tying that game up. So we did keep playing as a good thing, but it just seemed like in between the Ozuna homer and Stanton homer, just wasn't a lot of action. We didn't really have a lot of we didn't get anything going on. So I mean, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, coming out of the off day or whatever, we just didn't get anything going.
Adam Conley got a no decision on Friday after going six innings, allowing just one earned run while striking out five. Here's the Marlins pitcher on his performance.
I mean, first of all, the guy's a veteran, so he knows how to prepare, and he's a great pitcher, and I'd give him the ball every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So obviously, you know, there's a homer there. It's one pitch. It's a mistake. So I know that all of us have the fullest confidence in him, and we're going to need him, you know. So he's a guy that we know, as it's early and we're all trying to settle in and find some rhythm and find and start to execute and everything, he's a guy that we have full confidence in doing that. He knows how to prepare and he knows how to pitch and he knows how to get guys out. We witnessed that all year last year. I believe he's going to be better this year than he was last year. I believe he's going to be better than we've ever seen him. And I would say that's true of all of us looking at coming in here every day, seeing the way the guys are working and studying and learning and the way that we're doing that together. So it was a tough day at the yard for him, but he might be back in there tomorrow, and we have confidence that he'll be successful.
Seemed funny pitching against the team, not the Mets. Three times against the Mets, it seemed funny looking in there and not seeing the Mets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a change for me, especially because I didn't really know these guys at all, so I didn't really look a whole lot into any history or anything because there wasn't anything for me to find. So it was kind of just going up there, taking the information that Juan and Ellis and JT and some of the guys were able to dig up and kind of just looking at how we can use my strengths against these guys. That's what we did to the best of our ability and absolutely felt prepared as I could have been to go into that start.
Saturday's matchup, it'll be Dan Straley for the Marlins, Jared Weaver for the Padres.